What's up, everyone? Eddie Mercado here with BloodyElbow.com, and I'm about to interview Lance Palmer as he looks to recapture his featherweight title against Alexandre Capitao Almeida. Now, Palmer is 10-2. His only two losses were to Georgie Karakhanian and, of course, Alexandre Almeida in his last bout. But he's getting an instant rematch. Of course, he lost a close decision, although it was unanimous. But we're going to give him a call and find out what the Team Alpha Male competitor has been doing in preparation for this rematch.
Hello.
Mr. Lance Palmer.
How's it going?
How you doing, man? Eddie Mercado here with Bloody Elbow.
Doing good, man. Just got done with practice and just got home a little bit ago to eat some lunch.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I spoke with Josh Hill not too long ago. He said he was training with you this morning.
Yeah, he's been out here for a couple weeks, and he's here until like the week before the fight, and then he's heading back to Canada for a week.
Okay. Now, your nickname, The Party, how did that come to be? How was it bestowed upon you?
I'm just like, when people are around me, I just like to have fun. I like to joke around, goof around, just kind of a lighthearted guy outside of the gym. And, you know, when it comes to training and everything like that, I'm serious and I'm, you know, I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to all that stuff. But Uriah heard of a story about me in college where it was like an athlete meeting, and I came in and I was like joking when I came in the door, and the story got back to him somehow, and you know, that's how The Party came about. Just, he heard about me kind of being a goofball from, you know, I've been a goofball my whole life when it comes down to training and things that need to be taken serious, and I can turn it on. But when I'm you know, anytime I can, I like to have fun, I like to joke around. Kind of known for my one-liners and being kind of witty with my words, so that's more of how it came about than anything else.
Okay. Now, are you still the head wrestling coach at Team Alpha Male?
No, Danny Castillo's coaching at Alpha Male now. Since he retired from fighting, he's been able to take over and kind of give me more time to myself for my training camps and just be able to train and focus on myself. I still help out when I'm in the gym, and I still, you know, put in my 2 cents and, you know, give my, you know, some of my knowledge to the guys, you know, when it's available. But it's good for me to be able to focus on my training, and I love coaching on the team and things like that. But during fight camp, it gets a little tough to be in the gym coaching, you know, other guys when you're trying to focus on your own fight.
Right, right. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Now, what's up with Uriah Faber? Is he retiring? Is he not retiring? What's up with him?
I don't think he's retiring. As far as I know, he's got a few more fights left in him. He just hasn't. I don't think he has anything scheduled yet because he just fought a few weeks ago. But I mean, everything's good with him. He didn't get the win that he wanted against Cruz in 199, but you know, there's a few more fights left for him, I believe.
Okay. Now, is there any word on Chad Mendez's situation? I know he's dealing with a PED scandal right now.
Yeah, I don't really know I don't know if the results came back yet, or I don't really know what the what actually is happening with that. So I can't really comment on it until he gets the results back and, you know, puts his own statement out there.
Okay. Now, Cody No Love, man, that dude is killing it right now. What do you know about this guy? Are you training with him? Are you teaching him stuff? Is he teaching you stuff? What's going on here?
I've known Cody since he was about 13 years old. We're both from Ohio. He used to wrestle on the summer wrestling teams with my younger brother. I've known him for a long time, but yeah, I mean, he's a tough fighter. He's got a boxing background since he's been like 14 years old, I think. So a lot of his, you know, a lot of his striking comes from stuff that he's already known from his uncle. He had a lot of amateur boxing matches, and you know, he had a you know, decent wrestling background too. He was a state champ as a freshman and runner up as a sophomore, and then, you know, the last 2 years he was kind of in and out of school and, you know, kind of doing things his own way, or else he probably would have been, you know, at least a four-time state placer in wrestling in high school. But he has the wrestling pedigree. He's got the amateur boxing pedigree. I mean, he's definitely an athlete, and he's young, so he's still got so much growing to do, and he's getting better every day in the gym. So it's good to have him in there.
Yeah, he's definitely killing it. Now, do you speak with TJ Dillashaw?
Yeah, me and TJ are still friends. Some of the guys on the team aren't really friendly with them, but you know, we're not the same weight class. I think a lot of it comes down to guys that are in his weight class, since he's left the team, have, you know, that grudge with him, just because it could be a fight that could happen in the future with one of our guys. But for me, I mean, I've always been a friend of TJ's. He's always been a friend of mine. Same thing with Benavidez. You know, wherever Benavidez decides to train, I mean, he's helped me out a lot. I lived with Benavidez for 2 years. I was the best man of his wedding. You know, guys like that, those are guys that brought me into the sport when I first came to Team Alpha Male. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for them, no matter what their decisions are, you know, for their career.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about your first fight with Capitao. Now, I mean, it was a rather close fight. It was scored a unanimous decision, but I mean, it was a really close fight. Now, what are your thoughts on it? I mean, do you feel like you won the fight? Do you feel like you kind of gave it away? Or, I mean, what is your assessment of it?
My assessment of the first fight, if we just look at the fight by itself, I felt that I still won the fight. You know, I did more in the fight. Personally, I think the only thing that the judges could have judged more for him is that he moved forward in the cage. Other than that, you know, I don't think he landed more strikes than me. He definitely didn't land more takedowns or ground and pound, because I had almost 10 takedowns in the fight, I think, and he had zero, and I landed more kicks. I mean, I don't really know how they scored it, honestly. I don't think they know how they scored it. But, you know, it doesn't matter. When you let a fight go to the judges, you're always at bay of their decision, whether it's right or wrong. You know, it wasn't a great fight on my part. There's a lot of things that I was dealing with outside of the fight, you know, coming in, and a little bit of overtraining, a little bit of things that didn't go my way in camp that, you know, some things you can control, some things you can't. And one of the things you try to control is coming into the fight 100%, and you always bring little injuries and things into the fight, but being overtrained is one thing you can't control, and I didn't do some things right, and I didn't rest like I should have the weekend before. I was cornering three people at the UFC events the weekend before that in Vegas, and it kind of took a toll on my, you know, mentally and physically. You know, just little things like that, but I didn't think of that at the time. I'm a team player. I cornered, you know, three teammates because I wanted to, not because I had to, and went into fight week just, you know, thinking I was going to do, you know, what I always do. I mean, I don't really weigh too heavily on it, but when I got into fight week, just my body didn't feel right. Everything felt in slow motion, and that's how I felt in the fight. You could see it. I mean, it wasn't the Lance Palmer that went out there and had three finishes after my first loss in my short notice fight with Georgie Karakanyan for the belt a few years back. So, I mean, everybody saw that, and, you know, even Chael Sonnen said on the commentator, you know, when he was commentating, I think he said something like, this isn't the Lance Palmer that we're used to seeing, and, you know, that was basically it. But I still felt that I won that fight based on the fact that when you're supposed to take the belt from the champion, I agree 100% with everybody who said that he did not take the belt from me. So, you know, you take it with a grain of salt, but it's good because it's kind of lit a fire under me, and, you know, it made me refocus and make sure I'm doing things right during this camp.
Okay. Now, were you kind of surprised at Capitao's size? I mean, he's a huge, huge featherweight.
I wasn't really surprised by his size. He was super tall, but he wasn't really big. I mean, he felt super weak. I was throwing him around in the cage, so that really, I mean, there was no really surprise there except for how tall he was.
Okay.
But there's a lot of tall featherweights, so there's a lot of tall 135ers too, so it wasn't really, you know, we trained for the length of him. That wasn't really an issue.
All right. So what have you done to change up your camp a bit? Or are you going in with the same sort of game plan as you had the first time?
Well, a lot of things that we went into the last fight with just didn't happen because my body wasn't reacting with my brain. And, you know, I felt like everything was in slow motion, like I said. So we're going to bring a lot of things back from the last fight that we didn't get to see in the last fight, and adding to that and working off of things that happened in the last fight where positions where I could have finished the fight and, you know, I just didn't have that instinct because my body was just not there. So, I mean, when you go through a 25-minute fight and your body just isn't doing what you want it to, I mean, that was part of it. So, you know, to still feel like I won that fight with a half tank of gas was, you know, I'm not going to be surprised when I finish him in the first round with a full tank of gas.
Okay, so is that your prediction that you're going to get an early finish?
Yeah, I'm going out there to get the finish. Last fight, everybody saw that I was just going out there to fight and try and get myself through the fight because my body really wasn't responding to any of the training from that week or leading up to the fight. And I'm going out there to get the finish like I have my last three fights before that. And, you know, if I go out there and do that, he's not going to be standing in my way for long, that's for sure.
Now, do you think your weight cut had anything to do with the way you felt in the last fight?
Not at all. It was all the lead up to the fight from the week before and just not giving my body time to heal and the proper rest. That was all it was, because leading up to the fight, everything was the same with the weight cut. My weight cut was great. I felt fine. But like I said, at the beginning of the week, I wasn't fresh. I didn't feel fresh, and I knew something was going to be. I knew it was going to be an uphill battle going into the fight from the beginning of the week. So, you know, there's nothing you can do about it when it gets to that point. You just have to push through it. And I pushed through the fight and tried to push myself through the fight to get the decision. And you can never rely on judges to get a win. So you got to go out and get the finish.
Absolutely. You got any sponsors you want to thank, give a shout out to?
Yeah, I got Barbarian Apparel, my apparel sponsor, Akuni Sushi, PinnedMovie.com, Defense Soap, Kings of Vapor, Barley House Cleveland, you know, there's Blue Horizon, and everybody, my team, my family, my sponsors who support me, anybody else that I forgot. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to July 30th to get this belt back and move on.
Awesome. Well, hey, Lance, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. You got a huge rematch. I wish you the best of luck. World Series of Fighting 32, July 30th from Everett, Washington. Best of luck, sir.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, man. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Stay in touch. There it is, Lance Palmer getting ready to try to recapture his featherweight title as he takes on Alexandre Almeida, also known as Capitao. So yeah, go check it out. Until then, read Bloody Elbow for all your event coverage, all your news, all your updates, results, highlights, the whole nine. You can find me on Twitter at TheEddieMercado, and be a good person.